KAXC-KBXC producer Brett Carter has a Real Good Words conversation with one of his favorite children's book illustrators, Nancy Carlson.
I probably knew the minute I finished that first illustration job, it was called Halloween. And I loved it. I just loved it. And I was a big reader when I was growing up. I was a big reader, and I loved picture books when I was a little girl. So it just all came together when I did that first job, and I thought, yep, this is what I love to do.
And that's what children's illustrator and author Nancy Carlson continues to do. Almost 37 years later, writing and illustrating picture books. Carlson's published in that time 67 books, been selected by Reading Rainbow several times, nominated for many Minnesota Book Awards, and earned the Curlin Award in recognition of singular attainment in the creation of children's literature, all while making popular a pig named Luann, a mouse called Henry, George the Rabbit, and of course Harriet the Dog. And somewhere along the line, you've probably read one of her books or had it read to you. Carlson's success, while difficult at times, has been a memorable journey.
I like to think of it as a gigantic adventure because publishing the books is one thing. I mean, coming up with ideas that actually get bought and published is fantastic. But all these side things that go with being a picture book author and illustrator, meeting the children, visiting schools, traveling, it's just been really an exciting career. I do, you know, when I'm working on a book, I'm all by myself, obviously, in a studio. But once the book is out there, then we, as authors and illustrators, we get out there and meet the people who are reading our books. And that's been the really fun part for me.
Since the beginning of that adventure, Carlson consistently addresses issues that matter to kids, written for the kids in a way that kids can understand, while an adult reads it to them.
I started my first five books were the Harriet series, and they were based on my experiences growing up and what I learned, you know, from those experiences. And I found I kind of had a knack for taking complicated subjects and simplifying them for children to understand. And some of the subjects I cover are pretty deep. I mean, really, they could also be used for adults. But for some reason, I guess it's just the way my mind works, is I'm able to approach something like that and write it in a way that children will understand and learn from. And I believe self-esteem is probably the cornerstone of a happy life. So my characters are successful at the end of all of my stories and head out into a world, a happier little animal or kid. Sometimes I use real humans in my books, too. So,
but not usually adults, right?
Not a lot of adults, no. I think my characters, in general, pretty much solve their own problems, which, you know, you have to learn to do in life. And, I can't even think of one book where an adult guides the child. Haven't done that yet.
You can hear it in Carlson's voice. Writing and illustrating fulfills something deep within her. Her smile comes through that voice. This is work that makes her happy. But I know there's more to creating a picture book than just drawing pictures and adding a few words.
It's hard to know if a good idea is going to go somewhere. Sometimes you know it in your gut. You're just like, you're writing and you're drawing and sketching and you think, okay, this is going to make it. This is going to write. It is unbelievably exciting. You know, everybody, ideas are a dime a dozen. I have a million ideas that never become books. But when one rises to the top and it's like everything's working, you have a good first line, you have a really good ending to your story, you know it's going to work. And you just feel happy. It's like, yes, I got it. I nailed it. I know this is going to be a book.
You can tell Carlson knows when her writing and illustrating work is just right. But that's just the beginning.
And it takes a lot of work to get to that point. I mean, a lot of rewriting and a lot of throwing away and starting over. And when it gets there and you know it, it's really great. I love it.
It seems easy for Carlson to say this out loud. It's a statement about confidence that comes with a successful picture book career. But I asked her, what is it about her personality that helps her write for children?
I maybe have a mind, a younger way of thinking. I have a really good imagination that just keeps going, and thank God, knock on wood. And I think I think like a child. I mean, I'm certainly see the world in a childlike way. I think I always have.
But thinking like a child and writing like an adult still remains work. I asked Carlson how she knows a child will like a particular picture book.
You can't really begin writing them and illustrating them until you understand what they're there for. A lot of people they write as an adult and they think they're writing for children and they aren't. And the books don't work. In my case, I think like a child and that's why the books work. But you do have to realize that the child is actually the last person who gets to pick a book off the shelf.
Not to get too technical, but she has a point.
You start with the author. They're number one. They're writing the book. Editor is the person that picks if the book's going to become a book, the story's going to become a book. There's salespeople, marketing people, librarians, book salespeople. So really the child is the very last one that gets the choice. And so you do walk a fine line because you have to realize adults are buying these books for the child.
And adults have bought a lot of Carlson's books over the years. More than 20 of her books on Amazon have a 5-star rating, including her 1990 book, I Like Me, featuring the adorable pig Luann, which, by the way, was just announced as a new publication for Nancy Carlson as a board book available this September. The timeless nature of her stories makes it possible for kids then and kids now to identify with her characters. And while Carlson says it's kids that keep her going, life does get in the way sometimes.
You know, I've slowed down. I used to do, in the beginning of my career, I did 5 books a year before I had kids. Once I had my own family, then I cut that down. Then there was a time where I was doing 2 books a year, and I have not done a picture book in a couple of years, but I am itching to get some picture books going. I love the process. I love the art form. I love that it's only 32 pages and that you need to be able to tell a really good story in that limited page amount. And so I'm actually getting some ideas up here in Grand Marais when I'm this summer, and I'm excited for that.
One other thing keeps her going. I've been around enough artists to know that their art is not optional in their lives. Whether it's parenthood, work, or family illness, the art must be expressed, and Carlson is no exception. Since 2009, she's been drawing what she calls a daily doodle. It's an original piece of art every single day that she posts on Facebook.
I've been doing it for 7 years. I've not missed a day. I do a drawing every day and post it for 7 years. But it's really kept that creative part, the drawing part, going because I just have to draw every day or I can't. it's a need. And so the Daily Doodle has been great for that. And I hope people check it out on my website each day and on Facebook.
It's a need Carlson hopes to keep satisfying for a long time. From the North Shore to her home in the Twin Cities, Nancy Carlson keeps imagining new ways to speak to children through words and pictures. Seeing the reaction of the kids makes all her hard work worthwhile. You can find more information about Nancy Carlson online at nancycarlson.com or on Facebook, Instagram, and @drawstuff on Twitter.